Eloheinu, melech ha'olam, shehakol niye b'varav.
Amen.
We turn with Siyata Deshmaya to this week's Parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, towards the end of the Parsha. We mentioned many times, I heard this years ago, first from Rav Naftali Yeager, the Shar Yoshev Rosh Yeshiva, heard it from others as well. Avada, we know that the breakup of the Torah into chapters is something that's generally attributed to Stephen Langton, the Archbishop of Canterbury, and for the purpose of the Judeo-Christian debates of the 11th and 12th centuries. You can see Ramosh Eisenman, Mimarach, on page 442 of his art school commentary on Sefer Yecheskel. I'll call upon him. You can't ignore the chapters and the verses. Chapter 24, verse 7. You know, a Jew has to live his life 24/7. Vayikach Sefer Bris, Vayikra Biosnea, Vayomru, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem, Nase V'Nishma. A Jew has to live 24/7, Nase V'Nishma. Nothing is coincidental. How about this? Rabbi Victor Amiel and his Agyona Salami points out, one cannot ignore. Everybody responded in unison. Vayomru, Gans Klai Yisrael said collectively, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem, whatever Hashem says, Nase V'Nishma. They answered at the same moment in time, right? So Rabbi Victor Amiel, Amado, they had to answer at the same moment in time. Because if one Jew raised his hand first and said, Nase V'Nishma, the other one would have said, what are you talking about? Hello, Nase V'Nishma. They would have gone into Machlaikis, only because they all answered collectively, Nase V'Nishma, Mamele worked. Amado, Der Tzchok, Biyamo. Above they answer Nase V'Nishma. They didn't stop answer Nase V'Nishma. Listen to Rav Yehuda Chosid and the Sefer Chasidim and Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. Right, Rav Yehuda Chosid, one of the Gedoli Rishonim, quoting the famous Gemara in Shavuos Lametesam and Aleph, Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Loze. The actual nusach is Arevim Ze Boze, as Rav Eliyahu Meir Bloch writes, and Shirei Das. It's not simply everyone's a guarantor one towards the next, but we're Arevim Ze Boze Be'etzim Atzmi Yoseinu. We're inextricably bound up one with the next. We're Arevim Ze Boze. Now, how do we know this? Now, the Gemara in Shavuos Lametes brings its own pasuk. But writes Rav Yehuda Chosid, Shmos Chav Dalet Gimel, Havayan kol ha'am kol echad vayomru kol advar mesher dibar Hashem naseh. Another pasuk, Perchav Dalet, a little earlier in pasuk Gimel, what do we read again in this week's parsha? Havayan kol ha'am kol echad vayomru, when Moshe came and he told kol divrei Hashem and all the mishpatim, they responded once again, the whole nation in its entirety, vayomru kol advar mesher dibar Hashem naseh, we will do. Right, Rav Yehuda Chosid, from the fact, as the Mefarish explains, it's Vayan as opposed to Vayanu, which would have been the Hagbolah Soloshan. You told me first Vayomru. So what's Vayan? Kolam Vayomru. It doesn't make any sense. It should be Vayanu. So what's Vayan? Vayomru. Ilu haya echad moche lo nitna hatayra. Right, Rav Yehuda Chosid. If there would be just one year that got up and said, you know what? I'm not interested. Lo chbatli. I don't want the Torah. I never would have been given. This is a pliatsuma. And now keep in mind the famous Arizal Sefer Kegule, where the Ari HaKadosh writes, where do the neshamas of Gerim come from? So everybody knows the first Mahalach of the Arizal. Anyone who converts to Judaism, it must be, it's Mucham Milsa, that one of his ancestors stood at Sinai, and then the peace, somebody went off along the way, and now this individual is returning to Yiddishkeit, adds the Arizal. And when Rashi in Mezos Abrocha says, Alfiyah Mea Power and Asim Yerbos Kodesh, that Hashem first and foremost offered the Torah to everybody else in the world. You think everybody in the nations of the world said, no, I'm not interested? Elawat Achri Rabbah Mahantas, Yafta Azlina Bas. You have to go after the majority. But Avada, certainly there was a miut, l'kol pochus, a minority within each respective nation that Taka wanted to get the Torah. Zok Darizal, Mamela, anyone who's a ger, he's a descendant of someone from that miut to Taka wanted the Torah. So when Hashem offered Klai Yisrael the Torah, the Charachri Rav Mahatis, the vast majority of Klai Yisrael would have wanted the Torah. All right, Rav Yehuda Chosid, no. It had to be Naseh collectively, Vayomru, we had to be Vayan. We answered as one voice, as one call. Kol ha'am, kol echad. We answered in unison, one voice. Whatever Hashem tells us to do, naseh. We had to say it at the same time because of just one yid out of the 600,000 shorshin yeshomas, the approximate between 2.5 and 3 million collective members of Klai Yisrael at the time. One person had made a machad, the Torah never would have been given. Lekach Oyrim, that's what we say in the Nusach HaTfila. Parcheinu Avinu Kolanu Ki Echad B'yor Panecha. Shem gave us a Torah Schayim. He gave us a living Torah. Why? Only because Kolanu Be'echad. And we all witness the Yor Panecha at the same moment in time. And that's the Yisod of Kol Yisod Revim Zeh Bozeh. He writes earlier in Simon Tzani Gibbo, Kol Yisod Revim Zeh Bozeh. El Molei Ha'arvus Lohaya Odom Meich B'yar Chaver. Nobody would ever make him a Chav. El what Arvus guarantees we'll make him a Chav. We're all sticking together. In fact, parenthetically, Yitzchak Ochanan Spector and Shuvah Space Yitzchak in Yordaya, Chelek Allah Simon Memdalin and Sipkot and Vav writes, even without the Fnei Evil Osite Mirshal, there's an Achrayis out Kol Yisur Revim Zeh. You have to go ahead and make sure everyone in Achinu Ben Yisrael, they have to come Lafrushim Yisurah. You have to make sure that people aren't doing Averis. Memela, even without the flavor, Losita Milsha, you can't go to be Machshel somebody else. You have to stand up. We have to be together as one. The same Rabbi Yochasan has a Gavaldic Sefer Gematrias. Let's turn to Parsha Sekev. The Pasuk says, Kol ha-mitzvah sh'anochi mitzav chayon tishmeru l'asos ma'atichin u'revisim avasim v'yishtem esarta sh'anishma Hashem lavo seichem. Alright, so we read a chosin in the same as in the Rokeach Parsha Seikev, Rokeach HaLatayro, asher anochi mitzav chayon tishmerun mitzav chol, now Hashem is mitzav you, loshin yochid, as an individual today, tishmerun, you, loshin rabin, collectively should guard, should safeguard, should protect, to steer him in a-bay. It's oxymoronic. Which one is it? Is it Mitzav Choloshin Yochid? Is it Tishru Loshin Rabim? Ella, what is the teach? Call you so Raven. My mother, we're a Rabim. But we have to act and be knowing like we're a Yochid. Right? You know, Chosin, Mitzav Chayom Tishru. And you put those three words together. And it's Gematria 1213. Gematria, Shekol Yisrael, a Raven. How do you make sense of Mitzav Chayom Tishmerun? Is it Mitzav Chazit Tishmerun? Zokter Okeach, Zokter Yochosin, Gematria 1213. It only makes sense because Shekol Yisrael, a Raven. We're all we're all separate individuals, but we come together as one, and then it's a Nasa, then it's a Nishma. We answer it all collectively. That's the Nasa of a Nishma. But what really is this Madrega of the Nasa of a Nishma? Writes the Vilna Gaon HaDeres Eliyahu. Writes the Gra, and we know that Esav's Koach is defined by his father Yitzchak, who loved him, who adored him. Yitzchak defines the Nekudas HaGadlus of his son Yitzchak, of his son Esav. Let's go back, rewind to Parshas Tolos, Berachah Zayin, Pasuk HaBeis. HaKoko Yaakov HaYadayim Da Esav, Esav Loshen Asiya, Esav the Ish HaSoda. Esav's defined first and foremost by his Koach HaYadayim, the Koach HaYadayim, the Koach of Maisa Yadayim. He is Esav Loshen Asiya. He is the Koach of his Yadayim. It's the Koach of Esav. That's the Bechin of Nasa, writes the Gra. And what's Nishma, Yishmael's Koach, Perkulos or Perklamet, Yisrael Hashem Hashem, Yishmael Hashem Hashem. And why was he thus called? Because Yishmael, Abishur listens to Yishmael's Tfilas, he likewise is endowed with the Koach HaTfilah. Writes to Vilna Gaon, when we stood at the Piman of Sinai and we said, Anasev and Nishma, with the utterance of Naseh, we were Yarshining, we now acquired the Bechina of the Yadayim and the Esav. And when we said Nishma, we got the Koach HaTfilah of Yishmael, we got them both, we had a Shlita now over Esav and over Yishmael. Comes Chet Ha'egel, we lost it both. Shabbos Pechesem and Olive, we lost the two crowns. And Ramela, Koach Hasiya goes back to Esav. Koach Shmia goes back to Yishmael. But we have a Roshim, we have a remnant. But the Iker Koach Hasiya belongs to Esav, Yadayim and Esav. And the Iker Koach Hashmia belongs to Yishmael. So we mentioned in the past, quoting Ramesha Shapiro Zatzal, said, then wherein lies our ability to subdue and overcome Yishmael. We know that if we highlight the Koach Yaakov, we can overcome an Esav. But if Yishmael has the Koach of Shmia, has Yishmael, how can we overcome? They also have the Koach of the Kol. They pray five times a day. Ramosha would even quote an Alter Yid with whom he met, who said that he saw the Maril Diskin wouldn't walk within Dalit Amos of an Arab praying on the floor. He's praying to the God of Abraham. And they also have the Koach of the Kol. So where is our chelik to vanquish, to overcome our adversary Yishmael? Explains Ramosha, because the Arab world lives within two mutually exclusive realms. There's the realm of the Koach HaShmiya, the Bechina of the Kol. And then there's the realm of the Adayim and Esav. They might pray to God, but the rest of the day they do whatever in the world they want. They can sit and just watch Super Bowl commercials all day. And they can do Meshugas. They can eat $1,000 sandwiches and just waste away their money. And they can go out and be Mavazri Solomazri. They can do whatever they want. It's all about the Adayim Yaday. Yishmael is existing separately than their Koach HaShmiya. They're two different realms. Two different worlds. Mashiach and Klai Yisrael does what? We take our Koach of Yadayim and Esav, we're Mavad L'Machnia, that's in the higher realm of the Koach Yaakov. With such, he would explain Rekib Eger and his Agos and his Agdom and Yochus Tefila, that Suras HaTefila used to be Priestess Kapai. Much Priestess Kapai, we hold that our hands to demonstrate what in the context of Tefila, Ebershter, I'm giving you my Maisa Yadayim, a Machnia Mavad L, my Koach of my Yadayim and the Esav. They exist within the same realm. It's one thing, the Bittul of the Gashmi to the higher, loftier realm of the Ruchni. I'm subjugating my Yadayim Yaday Esav. I'm giving it over to the Kol Kol Yaakov. Explains on Moshe, there's only one part of the body when you're standing up that can reach higher than your head. And what's that? The Yadayim. It's only part of the body you can raise your hands above your head. Now your head is the Rosh Rishon Levarim, and this is where you have the Koach HaShmiya. Aye, but sometimes Naseh v'nishma, there's an adifus. Go ahead in the tzura b'haya yod of Amunah. How do we defeat Amalek? When we're davening, when Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountaintop, Roshon chavtes amal v'chayyadu shemoshe was v'chomosh v'suchama, he put his hands above that to say, what Eberster, all my ma'ase yadayim, I'm evadil machniya that to the kol ha'tfila. I'm taking all of the koch that I could create, that inyan of olam hazeh, of my yadayim with the Esav, and I'm evadil machniya that to the high realm of the kol kayakov. We wanted to add on to our Moshe. Fini is dite based in a Pachan Yitzchok and Mamori Pachan Yitzchok and Sukkis Maimer Tazayin and Yud Zayin. What's all Indian of dancing in a Chasana, dancing in Simchas Torah, dancing on Purim? Notice, what is the Siha Darga of a Yitz Simcha? The greatest moments of Klai Yisrael, whether it's a Purim or Simchas Torah, whether it's dancing in a Chasana, what do? We dance. That's the Iker Mitzvah, being Mesmeh Chosin Kalok, Shuvas Tazayin, Ames Ketzim, and Ravdin Lefneh Kalok. It's not about what we say, it's right to the Chosin Och. What do we do to get others to dance? We want everybody dancing. What's dancing all about? We have three higher realms. The realm of Mara, vision, and the realm of Shmia, of Kol, and the realm of Reach. Notice how there's a bracha in the Chazal, we're Masake, on seeing beautiful things. We have a bracha on smelling beautiful things. There's no bracha on hearing a beautiful sound. You go to a symphony orchestra, there's no bracha. Yes, there's a Kol Shofar that's on the mitzvah, the Reish of Shofar. There's the awakening of Kol Chagrosa when you hear the thunder, but there's no bracha that you recite when you hear a beautiful symphony. Why? Because it's lamalam and akol. That's the bechina of kol. So the highest realm, mi bechina achas, from one perspective, is the realm of the kol. What do you do when you dance? We always dance to a beat. We dance to a rhythm. How do you dance? You move your yadayim and raglayim, the chilek agashmi, the tzana fizi, sheba adam yai. So you take your yadayim and esav, and your raglayim and esav, you take the lowest of the low, and what are you doing? You mavata that you dance to the higher realm of the kol koyako, while you're singing a labor. You're being mavaltal and moving the hands and the feet in accordance with the rhythm, in accordance with the beat. Phineas Taiti, that kufa represents the total bittul of all the gashmi to the high realm of the ruchni. That's marakid, loshin sifting, the beer. As the Minchasolozim Mukacha writes in Devarei Torah, we sing zemiras. What's zemiras? Shamsayin Gimabay Zomer, it's pruning. We get rid of all the klipas, all the kolachara. We sing a zemer as we're marakid. Yenochemol, an Indian of sifting. Get rid of all the bad, throw it all out. We want no connection. We want to jump to the higher realms. We dance and we lift ourselves up off the karka, off. Atzi Yeshchumri Yeshkashmi is the Olam Asiya. Hey, Mister, we want to get close. Hashem says, you want to get close? Yes, hey, Mister, look. I'm giving you my Maisa Yadayim, my Maisa Yadayim, I'm Avatu Machniya that to the higher realm of the Ko. That's the Nasa Venishma. What are we showing you, Shmuel? They have a Koach HaShmiya and they have a Koach Yadayim and Esav. Klai Yisrael takes our Yadayim and Esav. We take our Yadayim and Raglayim to claim Maisa, and we're Mevatel Machniya. That's to the higher realm of the Koach Yaakov. Eberster Naseh V'Nishma. We're going to do what? Naseh V'Nishma. It's going to come together as one. Both the Chelik I'm Maisa, my Maisa Yadayim, our Yaday, their Yadayim and the Raglayim, and my Nishma listening to the call. They're all one, and I'm going to take the Naseh Mevatel that to the higher realm level of the Nishma. That is the ultimate Ruchni. That's our power to overcome Yishmael, because by us, they're not two mutually exclusive worlds. It's all one and one the same. Epsher, now Api Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. We have two Limudim over here. Two Loshin Yochid, my mountain Torah, Vayichan Shom Yisroel Negen Ahar, and Vayan, Loshin Yochid. Also an Indian of Akhtis. What do I need both? But perhaps it's very Gishmak. Vayichan Shom Yisroel is we encamped. How do you encamp? Nothing about the Bechinas HaKol, nothing about the Ruchni. We encamped as one unit. Physically, we all settled down together as one. What's Vayan? We all answered B'kol Echad. Vayan B'loshen Yochid. We answered in one voice, Eivishter. We together got all of our bodies, Kish Echad, Vayichan. We're all camping together. Hamitzachin Vayan. We answered in one unified, one cohesive voice. That's the Nasha merging and fusing with the Nishma. That's the Bittul of all my Bechinas of the Nasa, the Kleyasiya. I'm subjugating that and subduing it to the higher realm of the Nishma. That's Matan Torah. That's what gives us the ability to overcome an Amalek, to overcome a Yishmael. That's the Si Hadarg of Klai, so Mashas Matan Torah. All of my interaction with the world around me, it's only, what can I do with the Gashmi, be Mavatala to the Ruchni? $1,000, it's going to go to Tom Chay Shabbos way before it goes to a $1,000 sandwich at a local restaurant. Macholai, I take my clay Maisa, and what do I do? I'm Mavatala Machniya, that to the higher realm of the Koko Yaakov. A good night. We'll see you at the halftime Super Bowl Shear. Even though nobody's watching it, you'll have 10-12 minutes of learning around 8:15. Kindness, please, get the knocked, and a great rest of the weekend.